Arjunavacha stena stane rishikesha tapa prakritya jagat prarishat prarirajate cha raksham sibitani disho javanti sarve namasyanti chasira sangha. Arjuna said, O master of the senses, the world becomes joyful upon hearing your name. Thus everyone becomes attached to you. Though the perfected beings offer you the respectful homage, the demons are afraid and they flee here and there. All this is rightly done. Everything is there in the holy name, because the holy name is Namas Chintamani Krishnas Chaitanya Rasa Vigraha Purno Shudo Niti Mukto Vinatvam Nama Namino. That there's no difference between Krishna and Krishna's name. And as Srila Prabhupada writes in the Krishna book, the art of Krishna consciousness is the art of focusing one's attention and then giving one's love to Krishna. So that's all we have to do, is focus our attention. As Krishna, and that's what our whole philosophy is. Begins with just trying to encourage us to focus our attention on the holy name, specifically. That is, wherever the mind wanders to, Krishna says, due to its flickering and unsteady nature, one should withdraw it and bring it back under the control of the self. So in other words, it's expected that when we're chanting and when we're trying to listen, sometimes the mind will wander, or sometimes it won't wander, and we'll actually hear the holy name. So that's all we're trying to do, is just be convinced enough that we pay attention when we're hearing the holy name. And part of that philosophy is to avoid the offenses. For instance, if someone is chanting that we don't like, then we don't listen to them. As if when they chant Hare Krishna, instead of the holy name appearing, the devil is appearing. No, and even when our worst enemy chants Hare Krishna, Krishna is still appearing. And Srimati Radharani is still appearing, in spite of the fact that our worst enemy is chanting it. So we have to also learn to appreciate the devotees who are chanting, that they're not ordinary personalities, they're not even who we think they are. Sometimes we think people are their external body, and that according to their body, they're either good or bad for me. But actually, anyone who chants is good for Krishna, so therefore they're good for everyone else. So we can just learn how to appreciate when the devotees are chanting, then we make millions of years of spiritual advancement just by appreciating the fact that someone's chanting Hare Krishna. And if we listen to devotees when they're chanting, this is the best way of developing a nice relationship with them. Because we can't listen to anyone we don't like. Anyone we don't like, then we don't listen to. It's very easy. Whatever they say, it's like Teflon. Whatever they say just bounces off of us. And anyone that we like, we take seriously. And we actually, sometimes we even appreciate what they say. We listen to it. And then on top of that, if we actually do something, now for the holy name is so nice, all we do is have to listen and appreciate, and that's sufficient. We don't have to do anything else. But if we do something else, then it should be in the service to the holy name, to help people understand the value of chanting Hare Krishna. Now, Maya's job is just to convince us that we don't really need the holy name. We have so many other things we need to do. So that will depend upon how much the holy name reveals to us. In other words, the sweetness of the holy name, the sweetness of Krishna, just like Srimati Radharani, wherever she goes, it becomes spring. Now, for us, if we're in the material world right now, it's not spring, it's still winter. But on the spiritual platform, and even on the material platform, everything could become spring if we chant Hare Krishna without offense. then we'll actually experience Srimati Radharani's presence, we'll experience Krishna's presence, and it's full of joy. Now, of course, if we're not willing to be joyful, then it's very hard to experience joy anywhere. If we're convinced that the whole world is bad, the only reason why the sky hasn't fallen down is because of my anxiety that it might fall, so Krishna's keeping it up. If we're convinced that everything's bad and it's getting worse, then of course everything's going to be very bad for us. And no matter how joyful Krishna is, and how joyful the holy name is, and how much we'd become ecstatic if we just listen, and of course, we should also chant as if we really would like Krishna to appear. That we should, the more we want Krishna to be present, the more we want to become Krishna conscious, then the more Krishna will actually appear before us. That's all it takes. Krishna doesn't like some people, and he dislikes others. It's not that Krishna thinks, oh, I don't like this devotee's face, I'm not going to appear before them. It doesn't matter how much they chant, how sincerely they call me, I just don't like their face. Why should I? I'm embarrassed to go before them. No, Krishna loves everyone, and he wants to reveal himself to everyone, and he's made the process so simple that if we simply want to develop, or if we just develop the desire to have Krishna's association, then he'll appear before us. The only thing is, we have to accept the philosophy. And the philosophy is quite simple. We have to accept that everyone is Krishna's servant, for instance, and that we have to at least agree to love everyone. Now, we may not love everyone, but at least we should realize that we're an illusion, and for that reason, we don't love everyone. Now, we should want to come to that platform at least, where we get everywhere we look, we have a nice, we don't think, oh my God, not that one. Oh. That some people we look at, oh, so nice, oh, I'm going to get you. No, everywhere we look, we should have a favorable attitude, especially towards the devotees, and even the people in general, some feeling actually that I'd like to help this person, they seem to be suffering. Not, wow, it's good that some people are suffering more than I am. Otherwise, I feel bad. But when I see people suffering more than I am, I think, well, I'm not so bad. I'm bad, but not that bad. So I feel good. Not to actually want to feel favorable towards everyone. To actually have the idea that one, I could come to the platform where I could love everyone and actually want to serve everyone, want to make everyone happy, make the whole world happy, and work towards everyone's happiness. Then we can actually chant Hare Krishna and try at least to be happy and free ourselves from all these anxieties, which Queen Kunti said is due to our interrelationships with each other. And most of these relationships we have with each other are all due to our preconceptions of who we're dealing with. Just like one time a bull was getting very old. And there was a lion, he was also old. So the lion couldn't hunt very much. And he had some jackals as advisors. So the lion didn't want to get into a fight with the bull because he was afraid he might get hurt. And the bull didn't want to get into a fight with the lion. So they made a truce. They'd be friends with each other. But after some time, there was a big famine in the kingdom, and the jackals were getting hungry because the lion wasn't killing anything. There was nothing to eat. So the jackals got together, and they decided, they convinced the lion to kill the bull. So they went to the bull, and they said, "We have bad news for you. The lion has become angry at you. He's declared the truce is off, and that as soon as he sees you, he's going to jump on you and try and eat you. So we're your friends, you know, don't worry about it. We're looking out for you." So as soon as you see the lion, he looks like he's going to be attacking you, and put your horns down and defend yourself. We're on your side, kid. Don't worry. We're rooting for you. So then they went to the lion. They said, we heard the bull has become angry at you, that he's going to come, and I think he's going to charge you and try to kill you. So be on guard. We're your friends, my dear lion. We're looking out for you. Just thought we'd tell you that. So then one day the bull was approaching the lion. The lion was all anxiety. And the bull looked at the lion's face and said, ah, the jackals are right. It looks like there's something on his mind. I better defend myself. So then he put his horns down. The lion said, oh, the jackals are right. The bull looks like he's going to charge me. I better get him before he gets me. So the lion jumped on the bull and killed him, and the jackals had something to eat. So that's, we look around, we look at people's faces, and they're just reflecting whatever we're thinking. And then we're thinking that this person, he doesn't like me, and they're just reflecting the fact that we're looking at them, thinking that he doesn't like me, and they're thinking that he doesn't like me. And then we're clashing with each other, based upon simply assumptions. But actually everyone is Krishna's servant, and if we can just hear and chant others, in other words, when others are chanting, if we can just listen to them, then all our misconceptions gradually will go away. All these different ideas we have in our head will go away. And with them, then we'll actually see people as they actually are. I remember one time, as I said, in Dallas, Texas, I was a temple president for a while. And then the former temple president came, and he decided he would become the temple president. So I didn't really care at that time. So I became the treasurer. But my temple president, he liked to spend a lot of money all the time. And I was the only one. I had a group of Sankirtan devotees, because I was a Sankirtan leader. And so we'd go out and we'd distribute books. And we collected a good amount of money, but the temple president would spend it all, and especially telephone calls. He liked, at that time, it was very expensive. So then all the brahmacharis got married except for me. So I was the only collector left. So I had to go out and collect for all these telephone calls. And it was in Dallas, Texas, which was what they called redneck town at that time. And we didn't go out and with these dirty karmi clothes. We only went out in dhotis and tilak. So people thought I was from Mars. And they treated me like I was the devil. With a special resonance in Mars. So Sankirtan wasn't the most pleasant thing in downtown Dallas in 1972. In any case, I dragged myself onto the bus because my mind didn't want to go. And I got down there. And somehow or another, Krishna decided to show me some other feature of Dallas, Texas. And I was actually in Vaikuntha. I didn't know what happened. I didn't take any drugs or anything, but I was actually in Vaikuntha. And everyone looked like they were like from Vaikuntha. They all looked so nice and beautiful. And every time I approached someone with a Back to Godhead magazine, they immediately took it in their hands, then they bought it. So that went on until I finished the Back to Godhead magazines, and then it turned back into downtown Dallas again. So then I realized that actually there was two worlds. There was my world, and then there was the real world. And the real world was a lot nicer than my world. But I just couldn't change my world into the real world. But I understood that there was such a thing as the real world out there. So that's what we're trying to enter into the real world. And all we do is have to hear and listen to others. If you want to make friends and influence people, just listen to them. And actually try to listen to them in such a way as if you can do something to help them, to serve them, to fulfill, then you have a very intimate relationship with someone. Because everyone is looking for a good servant. Hardly anyone's looking around for a good master. And even if you're looking around for a good master, it's usually so you can make your master into your servant. But if people become convinced that you're a good servant, then they actually appreciate you. So that means that we simply have to listen. And then if we chant, if we listen and we think how nice someone's chanting, then Krishna will actually empower us to chant nicely also. Nicely means, Prabhupada said, like a child calling for its mother. To realize that actually the world I'm living in is not the real world. It's the world of Maya, according to the modes of nature. And that somehow or another Krishna can bring me into the world, real world, especially if I appreciate his devotees. Because in the spiritual world, that's all we do is appreciate and love the devotees. So we can just appreciate them chanting, how nicely they're chanting, and we try to call out to Srimati Radharani and Krishna like a child calling to his mother. That's the whole philosophy. Then everything else will be revealed. The real world will be revealed to us. That was my philosophy.